This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the previous episode, we talked about domestic violence, and we said that those who exercise domestic violence and those who use domestic violence in order to bully his family members, in order to force his family members into doing something, they take the holy verse of the Quran out of context. The Quran absolutely and clearly says that it's not permissible for a man to beat his wife, but if he beats it, he can beat her only if she is disobedient in matters related to matrimonial obligations, to conjugal rights. But beating doesn't mean that he can beat her to the extent that it leaves scars, bruises, a limb broken. Beating in the case of verse 34 of chapter 4 means that he can use a step-by-step procedure. The first step is not beating, and also beating means that he can use something to only threaten her. Like, for example, he can use a small stick, to just show his anger and resentment. Otherwise, beating is not allowed. If a person beats another person and his act of beating leaves the victim's body with bruises and with rashes and also with scars, then of course the person who was involved in the beating and the person who perpetrated the violence is liable for atonement. Now, dear brothers and sisters, the religion of Islam does not endorse such kind of violence. And of course, in order for us to live a better life, we need to forgive each other. We need to reconcile with each other. The husband and the wife, of course, they have to understand each other, because understanding, reconciliation, helps both the parties to the marriage to save their marriage, to ensure that their marriage is protected from falling apart. Now, the best thing, of course, sometimes quarrels take place. The husband and the wife, they have some kind of misunderstanding, and this misunderstanding sometimes does happen in every family, but it does not become a license for either side to attack the other side. It is always necessary for the husband and the wife to forgive each other. And that's how they can live a life of prosperity, a life of happiness, a life filled with hope, with compassion, with forgiveness, of course.
At this time, we have a short break, and then we'll listen to the continuation of the speech of Sheikh Javed Akbari.
Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Islam is all about forgiveness. Now, I would like to talk about forgiveness in this episode. In Islam, of course, there are two kinds of forgiveness. Forgiveness from Allah to His servants who sin, who commit sins. So there's no doubt as to the fact that, of course, Allah is all forgiving. And then forgiveness among men who wrong and hurt each other. This is the second type of, or the second kind of forgiveness. And when it comes to forgiveness from Allah, of course, it is crystal clear. Allah is Ghafoor. Allah is all forgiving. It is one of Allah's name, which means He is the one who continuously and repetitively forgive the sinners perfectly and completely. There's no doubt about it. And there are verses in the Holy Quran which time and again repeat the fact that Allah forgives. Allah is the greatest forgiver. And of course, Forgiveness is not only understood through the name Al-Ghafoor, or Ghafoor is one of the names of Allah, but of course God is Rahman, God is Rahim. Al-Rahman means that God is the most compassionate, He's the most merciful, and Rahim is also God is the beneficent, God is the compassionate. And these are the different names of Allah which suggest that God is forgiving, and God does forgive. And the Holy Quran says in Surah Az-Zumar, verse 53, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving and the merciful. This is one of those verses, and this is just an example of how much Allah is forgiving and how much merciful He is, how much forgiving Allah is. Forgiveness among men to each other is praised as a good virtue. Many verses of the Quran encourage people to forgive, even though they are wronged. For example, you can see chapter Ali Imran, verse 134, where the Quran says, "The believers are those who spend in charity during ease and hardship, and who restrain their anger and pardon the people, for Allah loves the doers of good." There's no doubt that Allah loves the doers of good. Not only He loves the doers of good, but He also rewards them. He gives them rewards. On the day of judgment, He will compensate. He will give them whatever they wish for. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Of course, those who do good deed, they will go to paradise. And of course, the paradise is a place where everyone will have whatever they wish for. And that's the world where a person can wish for anything. And whatever he wishes for, Allah will give him. Forgiveness among men is another kind of forgiveness, Forgiveness among men to each other is praised as a good virtue. Many verses of Quran encourage people to forgive, even though they are wronged. And the believers are those who spend in charity during ease and hardship, and who restrain their anger and pardon the people, for Allah loves the doer of the good. That is the verse which I recited. And of course, this is verse 134 of chapter Ali Imran.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
There are many hadiths, there are many traditions, and one of those hadiths is Hadith Qudsi about forgiveness. In one occasion, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sat together with his companions. He suddenly laughed. So one of his companions asked, "What thing did make you laugh, Ya Rasulullah?" The Prophet said, "I laughed because of two men who shall kneel in the presence of the Lord of Power. One of them says, 'Oh my Lord, grant me retaliation for the wrong which my brother did to me.' And God says to the wrongdoer, 'Give your brother the rewards of your good deeds, that in which he was wronged.' 'Oh Lord,' he says, 'none of my righteous works remain.' Then God the Exalted says to the man who made the demand, 'What shall you do with your brother, seeing that none of his righteous works remain?' And he replies, 'Oh my Lord, let him bear some of my burdens, my sins, in my stead.' And the Prophet wept as he said, 'Truly, that shall be a fearsome day, a day when men have need of others to bear their burdens.' Then he said, 'God shall say to one who made the request, "Lift up your head and look to the gardens." Gardens means paradise. Now, this he does, and he says, "O my Lord, I see high cities of silver and golden palaces about with pearls, for which prophet shall they be, or which saint or martyr?" And God said, "They belong to whomsoever pays me their price." The hadith goes on, and it's all about forgiveness, about compassion, about mercy. Obviously, we need to understand that forgiveness is an important characteristic, And it is the quality of God's servants. It's also the quality, it's one of the attributes of Allah. Allah's name is Ghafoor, Allah's name is Rahim, Allah's name is Rahman. And of course, it's also one of the characteristics of man.
That was all for this program. Inshallah, we listen to other episode of this program, For a Better Life, same time, same channel. Fi amanillah.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need.
Is all I need.